Hello. We're in chapters 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're going to finish the book of Ezra today. And as we go into Ezra, now in chapter 7, we finally meet Ezra. Although Ezra is assumed to be the writer of this book, he is not the principal character until he gets to chapter 7. Where we are is the temple has been rebuilt. It's been celebrated because it's been rebuilt. But basically, there are not a lot of priests and Levites that are there. And so the king decides that not only has he funded the creation of the temple and the rebuilding of it, he wants to make sure that the services to the Lord, the worship that is done there, is done in accordance with God's will. So he finds Ezra, who is a major teacher of the law, and he sends him back to get it restarted. And that's what we see in chapter 7. Look at the opening few verses. It describes why it's appropriate for Ezra to be this guy. Look at his lineage. He goes all the way back to Aaron. So I don't recall, it's certainly not in that I saw in the rest of chapters 7, 8, 9, and 10, and I don't believe it's in Nehemiah as well, but Ezra is clearly going back as the high priest. It is appropriate for him because of his lineage, and it is appropriate because of his knowledge. And so the king actually sends to him a letter. And there's a long letter listing out the things that he's supposed to do, talks about what he's going to send back. He's going to give him all the things out of the temple. He's going to provide him with money. He's going to provide him with animals to be offered as a sacrifice. And he even gives him permission to ask the leaders, his leaders in that area, for more money, and it sets a limit on how much he can draw from them. So that letter gives him pretty much everything he needs to get the process started. Chapter 8 is a list of all the people who came with him. Remember, this is the second wave of people returning to Jerusalem. The first wave is in chapters 1 through 6. The second wave now is in 7 through 10. And these are dominated by, I believe anyway, by the priests and the Levites, because that's what they're trying to rebuild. It's not just people who wanted to come back, but now it's people who can conduct the worship services out of this newly rebuilt temple. So anyway, when they get, then the latter part of the chapter is him trying to leave, get ready to go, and it has a long dissertation of him trying to get, he doesn't have all the Levites, he goes and gets them. They wait before they start. They pray to the Lord for protection because he doesn't want to ask the king. Since he said God's going to protect us, he said, then let's ask God to protect us, and God does, and they make it back. Here's the thing that's interesting then when we get to chapters 9 and 10. In chapters 9 and 10, we have a sin that those that have returned have committed. And I don't think it's specifically talking about the people that just returned with Ezra. That's possible that some of them, but he's only been there a few months. But the people that built the temple have been there for a number of years, and they intermarried with the people around them. Remember what God said, and Ezra reminds them of what God said when they first entered the land. He said, "Don't defile yourselves with the people around." And I'm going to jump to a little bit of a conclusion here. He is talking about the intermarriage, certainly not intermarrying, but his reason is a little deeper, and he doesn't really go into it. But the reason we saw in Solomon, if you remember, when you bring in the wives, you also bring in their gods, and you bring in their worship. And the thing that got the Israelites in so much trouble before was the fact that they kept wandering off from Jehovah God. They would wander off and they would worship those other gods from the Canaanites around them. And here, lo and behold, the people who are the remnant that are being sent back to reestablish the nation of Judah, the nation of Israel, are doing the exact same thing. And I think that's the significance of this, because you see what happens. Ezra is so upset about it. You get to chapter 10, and the people come and they say, then we should put those wives away. Now, I've heard people talk about this used as an illustration of if you've had a divorce, you should no longer be with your wife. None of that's not what this is talking about. That's not what this is about. This is saying, if you're going to be the remnant and you're going to reestablish Judah, you have to reestablish Judah as a society that is built upon the Word of God. That's what it was supposed to be. That's the way it had been from the beginning. And they had fallen away within just a very few years. And Ezra is just distraught about that. And the people choose to do what was right in God's eyes, and they put away those wives. And it's interesting that it ends with a list of all the different people that did this. And so anyway, at the end of Ezra, we end up with the temple has been rebuilt, the remnant has returned to Jerusalem, and worship to Yahweh has been restarted. And that's pretty significant. Now, tomorrow we're going to pick up in Nehemiah, and we're going to see the other side of this remnant returning and the problems that they had. I hope you have a great evening. Enjoy the readings, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless you.